there now we're going. Okay, well, tonight was Wednesday, April 12th, and we saw an exciting game. Tonight is the league opener of League One Ontario between North York Nitros visiting Vaughan, Missouri, and getting a 2-2 tie. These were two playoff teams from last season, with Vaughan undefeated all year. Let's talk with Marco Milanovic, the head coach of the Nitros, of what he thought about tonight's game.
We knew the game was going to be very difficult. We were playing defending champions, undefeated team from last year at their home field. Our preseason was very, very short. We only had a couple of weeks to prepare. So we knew going into the game that it was going to be very, very difficult, and it was. And it was an exciting game, I think, to watch. But for us, we have a lot to work on, and we're looking forward to.
Yes, okay. And tonight, just before we talk about the season, tonight you were using a press that seemed to work. Was that a strategy?
Yeah, pressing is part of our identity. We take a lot of pride in having an effective press, and tonight we were lucky enough to steal a ball up high, and from that action we scored a goal. So we did it well last year as well, and it's something that's part of our identity, part of a bigger identity for the club as well. All younger age groups press, so yeah. We look forward to pressing more.
Penalty kicks are usually not a part of the game. As ties are, you know, tie, go home. This is an MLS Next Pro League, but you seem to have found a penalty taker.
Well, he actually missed the first one, but he got his own rebound.
Second one,
he fixed his mistake. He scored. Nice. He generally scores them. So.
Okay, great. Now, we'll see about each. A lot of teams have associations with schools, and from last year you still have an association with Toronto Metropolitan University, or as we call it, Ryerson.
Yes, absolutely. A number of our players play for university. The coaching staff, Philip is the head coach at TMU now. Ryerson is going to be,
yes.
But and I'm also part of the staff at TMU. So it's we almost look at it as one team. We obviously add a few of the younger NT guys and some of the guys from outside, from NCAA, and a few more experienced players. But the connection is very strong.
And I guess from the Nitros, the junior team, is what a crowd. I thought they had about a third of the crowd of parents and so on were here. 12-year-olds and up. They play around Eglinton Avenue and so on.
Yeah. We're very grateful. The club actually canceled all training tonight for the kids to come out and see the game, which was phenomenal. We're very grateful for that. It's always nice to play in front of a crowd, and hope we didn't disappoint.
Okay. And your thoughts on, we're looking for the end of the season, I assume, a minimum of surviving this top 12 brand split. But what are you looking forward to this season?
I mean, I think going into every season, the goal has to be to win it all.
And with
all due respect to everyone else, that has to be the goal, and we're going to give our best, and you know, making the playoffs would be great again, because it gives you a chance to win with three wins or two potentially in the playoff to win the whole thing. So that would be the goal. We'll see how we do.
Yeah, that's true. So that means minimum top six, and
yes.
So seven teams split away from the pack last year, and so you want to be among those, of course. All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll first season. Have you ever played against their new coach, Serge DeLuca, of all the years gone by?
Yeah, we've coached against each other multiple
coached
times.
Coached against and ever yeah. played in the leagues? Or was there just an overlap? Because
we
was
might
in
have
Europe for a
yeah,
while.
We might have played. I'm sure we played some indoor
even
games.
Even I'm not sure. But my website would know for sure if I had all those hours available. All right. Well, thank you.